Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You cannot make up the evil we're witnessing, the forced inoculation, the stock prices plunging of Moderna and Pfizer, or how leftist groups, a whole list, is allowed to demonstrate in Canada, but anybody else is arrested. It's just like the Ottawa police and the state police and the rest of them. They are all exempt from the injections. And then these truck drivers don't want to be made to take it, so they go to jail and get beat up. Imagine being one of these police officers, being part of this, when they don't have to do it, but you do. That's next level. David Icke, please continue with this historic moment we're witnessing right now.
Well, we are now seeing what's been in the background all along, and it hasn't been necessary. And like I say, they don't want to show you what they really are if they don't have to. But now, because of what the truckers have done, they've had to. And what we are looking at now is decision time. You know, are we going to capitulate and look at a ongoing future in which what you're seeing on the screen from Ottawa is the norm, or are we going to draw a line in the sand? Because I've said so many times, what is coming, what is planned, is far, far, far worse and more extreme than anything you can imagine in terms of the consequences of standing up now. When people say, oh yeah, but what are the consequences for me of doing this? Well, I can tell you the consequences of not doing it are enormously greater than standing up and doing it now. And you know, we have to look our children in the eye and our grandchildren in the eye. And then we have to look in the mirror every morning and not have to avert our gaze. If we walk away from this or stand on the sidelines and don't get involved, because the more we wait, the more power and control will be accrued to make it harder and harder to do. We've left it too long already. We should have been dealing with this a long time ago. But unfortunately, it has to be in your face, 2 inches away, before so many people can actually see the bloody obvious.
Well, David, I don't want to interrupt you because I've known you at least 25 years, and I've never seen you this upsetting, and I'm crying on air. I feel the same way. Why are you crying on air right now?
Well, I'm not actually crying. I've got a frog in my throat. That's what's made my eyes go. But I could be crying. I could easily be crying the frustration in many ways of all these years of saying, look, this is coming. This is coming. Wake up. And here we are. So we're in a situation now where we have to deal with the way things are. And we are looking fascism in the eye. And in Canada, what more evidence do you need? Now, the point is this. Because the cult, through things like the World Economic Forum, et cetera, are running a global agenda. What you're seeing in Canada now is what is planned for everywhere. It's just that because of what the truckers have done, there has been a response from the fascists in the Canadian government to what they face and the danger of actually the threat of a good example. So for that reason, we're where we are in Canada. But what you're seeing is planned for everywhere. Look at what's happening in Italy, for instance, to the non-fake vaccinated.
Wow, powerful footage of a little bit child, it was like a six-year-old, giving the police a flower. This is unbelievable. Back in 60 seconds, some stations join us. David Icke is on fire as usual, but he is really on fire today. Stay with us.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let's turn to other breaking news tonight from our neighbors to the north. In just a matter of weeks, Canada's so-called prime minister, wannabe, little cowardly, authoritarian dictator, jackass, Justin Trudeau, has single-handedly now upended civil liberties in order to squash what has been a peaceful protest, a real one, that he doesn't agree with. Trudeau once praised the violent BLM group that said, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now? And even, by the way, took a knee with them in 2020 in solidarity, but now he's treating peace-loving truckers in the Freedom Convoy like they're terrorists, literally, by freezing their bank accounts, threatening to seize their rigs, their livelihood, suspending, revoking their licenses, throwing them in jail, and threatening $100,000 fines that I doubt they're going to be able to pay. Now, listen to Justin Trudeau's justice minister, who is now threatening people on both sides of the border for merely donating to what he is calling a pro-Trump movement. You're blaming Trump for this? Take a look.
You've just compared people who may have donated to this to you, the same people who are funding maybe a terrorist. I just want to be clear here, sir. This is really important. A lot of folks say, look, I just don't like your vaccine mandates, and I donated to this. Now it's illegal. Should I be worried that the bank can freeze my account? What's your answer to that?
Well, I think if you are a member of, you know, a pro-Trump movement who's donating hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars to this kind of thing, then you ought to be worried.
Wow. Now, of course, that maniac is only following orders from Canada's little dictator. And the little dictator, meanwhile, claims he's treating protesters like terrorists for their own good to protect them from COVID-19. In reality, Trudeau just can't handle any dissent. Today, he actually accused a Jewish member of parliament of supporting Nazis because of her support for the Freedom Convoy. You can't make this up. Take a look.
Mr. Speaker, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? When did it happen?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag.
I wanted to play that for David Icke, who joins us here on the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, February 18th transmission, because when I tell you this, I don't tell it to drop names. The system already knows it's why I'm under attack. I know David knows a lot more famous people than I probably do. But I helped wake up Joe Rogan. I told you a few years ago he was about to get hardcore. He did. Tucker Carlson helped wake him up. But the world helped wake him up. But I can't even begin to tell you the other people like Bolsonaro and others that we helped wake up. And so to even see Sean Hannity, who's had his own problems, I'm not going to get Sean in trouble, but, you know, we've helped wake him up. And it's what David said earlier. This stuff's going to get so bad now in the open, you're going to have to choose a side. And we're now at this moment where, what is it like for you, David Icke? Because I know you want to talk about the world and what's happening currently, but just you as such an iconic person. I'm not trying to say I'm, like, super iconic, but, I mean, who is out there? There's, like, you know, David Icke and Alex Jones are like in the fight against the globalists, the most preeminent, which is a dangerous position. I can't believe it. It's surreal. But what is it like to know this is all coming for 30 years or so? You've been on 30-something years, 32 years or so you've been fighting these people. So I was following you 3 or 4 years into your awakening. What is it like now to actually be in the middle of the actual globalist emergence? Because to me, it's just so, it's very mixed feelings. Like it's happening and it's vindicating and people are waking up that you can't believe other humans are going along with it. What is it like for David Icke to have lived through this and now been vindicated? But then it's, to me, bittersweet because we're vindicated because we couldn't stop it.
Well, we were never going to stop it before it reached this stage, because I used the term a few minutes ago, a getaway car. And while people have a getaway car for the mind, a getaway car for actually doing anything, they will take it overwhelmingly. And so when it was over the rainbow, sometime never, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Oh, a load of rubbish. Oh, he's talking nonsense. Never going to happen. Then, you know, if people weren't being directly impacted by it, as more and more have been in the last 2 years and more now, as we're seeing in Canada, then they'll make an excuse to leave the room and do nothing. So it was always going to get to this point. It was always going to. When you reach the point where you can't, if you've got half a brain cell on active duty, you can't ignore it anymore. And that's where we are. And, you know, everything is a danger and an opportunity in these situations. So obviously what we're looking at now is the danger of fascism in Canada, topically. But it's also an opportunity because fewer and fewer people are going to be able to deny the truth of what's actually going on and the forces that are actually running the world, and more importantly, to what end. And I can't emphasize to people enough that what is planned would make George Orwell shake his head, put his head in his hands and say, how could I possibly have understated it as I did? Because one of the hardest things, you'll know this too, to get across over the years has been the scale of pure, undiluted evil that we are dealing with. You know, you're faced with, well, up to this point anyway, they would never do that. No. You would never do that. They would do it and get off on it. They would do it, and it would give them great pleasure to see people suffer as a result of their actions, to see people submit because of their actions. So there are no limits. These people are extreme, almost, we need another word, psychopaths. And the top trait of a psychopath is no empathy and no compassion. So when you're seeing these pictures, Alex, and you're seeing all these kids and you're seeing these morons, these brain donors in uniform, you're looking at psychopaths. Only people that have no empathy, no ability to put themselves in the emotional state that they're forcing other people to experience. Empathy is the fail-safe mechanism of human behavior. It's because we have empathy that our behavior is limited, because we can have the empathy, the compassion of feeling what others would feel in the situation we're putting them in, and that curtails what you do. These people have no limits because they have no empathy. And thus, what they've been doing systematically, I go into this in my books, is recruiting more and more psychopaths into the military, into the police, into government administration. whereby they do not have this fail-safe mechanism, and thus they will do anything and have no emotional consequence for it. And because we are dealing with that mentality, we have to get streetwise to it. They wouldn't do that. They love it. And they're the people that are running your world. And when you get to the level of the Gateses and the Schwabs and the Faucis, what a bloody mass murdering psychopath he is, then you're looking pure, undiluted evil in the eye.
That's I was about to say, stay there. Next segment coming up. Can't wait to hear from you, David. But absolutely, there are those that just don't care. That's the minions. Then there are the people above it who enjoy it, the Prince Charles, the Prince Phillips, the Bill Gates, and then those above them, as you pointed out, that are not of this world. David Icke, davidicke.com, iconic.com. Find his great channel on band.video as well as his new book, Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. Get one while you still can. We'll be right back with David Icke. Please stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So
Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger.
We are witnessing peaceful demonstrators being arrested and their property attacked in Canada for not wanting to be injected with an experimental shot that the police themselves are exempt from. The iconic David Icke, best-selling author, researcher, former head of the Green Party, former BBC presenter, the guy that trailblazed exposing the pedophile networks, how they use pedophilia for control. We'll hit some of that next segment. Continuing with what you want to lay on the viewers and listeners about this critical time. And then meanwhile, while we're watching Canada, we see the whole situation in Ukraine, David.
Well, you know, one of the encouraging things that I've heard at quite a number of times in the last few months are people that have awoken to the world as it is, perhaps relatively recently, and then I hear them say things like, it's a spiritual war, isn't it? And, you know, when you break it down, that is what it is. Because human behavior comes from human perception. And human perception is human consciousness. And what we're looking at is two extraordinarily different states of consciousness. And what I found fascinating over the years, as you look at the religions and you look at the non-religions and the ancient cultures, that this tussle, this ongoing tussle between a consciousness that wants love, that wants peace, that wants joy, opportunity, fairness, justice, and another consciousness, state of consciousness, that wants control and suffering and what we call evil. And evil is the word live written backwards appropriately. And what this evil does under its different names is invert everything. This is why the Satanists, that are an expression of this evil, they invert their symbols, like the pentagram and the cross. They invert everything. And what this consciousness has been doing as it's grasped more and more control of human society is to invert human society. Everywhere you look, you see this satanic inversion. You're seeing it now in Canada, where people that want freedom are being attacked, and on the grounds that they are threatening freedom and democracy. Everything is inverted. We've had 2 years of a transformation of human society on the basis of protecting the health of the population, when that entire time has been destroying the health of the population. Everything's an inversion. And, you know, I think what we need to do, those that follow this religion or that religion or no religion, we need to see what we agree on and not just see what divides us. So, Christianity talks about Satan and the devil and demons. The Gnostic belief system talks about Yaldabaoth. That's the Christian devil. It talks about archons. They're the Christian demons. You've got the jinn in Islam. And in the different cultures around the world, in the Native American culture, you've got Wetiko, which is a name for the same thing. This consciousness has sought to impose its will upon the human mind. That's why Wetiko is known in the Native American culture as a mind virus. It's exactly what it is. That's what this Satan is, this Yaldabaoth. It's a mind virus. And its expression in human society is this global cult. It has no empathy. It has no compassion. It has no ability to feel. And therefore, its expressions, personifications, are exactly the same. So what you're seeing in these pictures in Canada is this pure evil under its different names in different situations, seeking to impose its will on the consciousness, the love that it wishes to suppress. And, you know, I've been on anti-war marches and stuff like that over the years, going way back. These marches in London, these gatherings in London, are nothing like that. The energy is totally different. It's one of love, of joy, of unity, of togetherness, of mutual support. And every time I've heard people at the protest in Ottawa describe the atmosphere, they've described it in exactly the same terms.
Euphoric love. It's that wavelength the enemy's scared of.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to suppress. And the way they seek to suppress it is through fear. Now, you know, I'll tell you something, which I've kind of noted over the years, is that this cult and this, I'll call it Wetiko, its modus operandi is inversion. And it's the use of fear, which is an inversion of all these emotions that we wish to bring into the world. I would say this consciousness, this Wetiko, this Satan, is fear. That's what it is. Because it's fear, it feeds off fear. And so it has to pull other its targets into states of fear, because then not only can it control them, because they're...
And that's why they want to start wars and threats of wars. It's always getting the fear, getting that energy.
That's what you're looking at now with this thing with Russia. It's what you're looking at with the thing with China. It's what you're looking at with Canada. And what we need to do is to rise above that and not allow fear and intimidation to impose itself upon us.
That's right. Stay there, David. I will come back. Long segment coming up. But I've seen brown people, black people, white people, all these events. They say, I've never been so high. It's so great. We love you. We love each other. This is so good. And that totally scares the system, is people coming together and doing that with bouncy castles and with hot tubs and with hot dogs and with everything. And the system's like, no, this is terrorist. Ban this. It's so incredible. And now they're physically attacking them as we speak. In broad daylight, folks. We'll have live coverage of this continuing. The War Room's coming up later. And then tomorrow I'm coming in live, 2 p.m. Central, to cover all this at InfoWars.com. That'll work 7 days a week right now. David Icke, stay with us.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandit video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
And the great David Icke is riding shotgun with us. David, I know you've got other key points to make. We appreciate your time, and I wanted to ask you a question. I see the Moderna stock down 70%. I see Pfizer stock down 15%. I see scientists and top doctors everywhere saying the shot is deadly. I see their whole program in trouble. People think of the globalists as being invincible because they're in charge. They're not. Obviously, they've stolen power. We have the power. But how would you gauge how things are going for them? Because it doesn't look like their operations are going too well. They'd have backed off 6 months ago, a year ago. They could have kept some of those games and some of those gains in place. But now it seems like they pushed too far and all over the place. People are talking about the Great Reset. They're talking about the New World Order. They're talking about population control. It seems like they pushed too far. What do you think is happening?
Well, I think when you look at the way most places have pulled back. I see today Austria is rolling back some of its extremes. You know, I keep going back to the fact that it is globally coordinated. So when you see these things happening, it's because it's meant to happen. It really started in England. The rollback here started really the first. And others have followed on.
In fact, I meant to ask you that when I was trying to get you on a month ago. Why did it start in the UK? You're right. As soon as the Prime Minister said, we're not doing it because they were about to remove him, both the Democrats or your Labour and your Tory Conservatives came together and were about to remove him. That was a big moment, wasn't it?
Well, the thing was that, you know, they played this Omicron card, you know, yawn, and everything was moving towards a kind of lockdown over Christmas in England. They pretty much did that in Scotland and Wales. And then right at the death, Johnson said, oh, no, we're not going to do any more measures over Christmas. We'll see in the new year. And the new year came and they didn't do it. And, you know, then this Partygate thing started to appear. All the parties at Downing Street when everyone else was locked down in 2020, Christmas. And his credibility, his ability, obviously, to say, well, you know, we're going to have more restrictions. Well, hold on a minute. You didn't keep the ones before, you know. So his credibility in that way went. But I think it's more than that. And, of course, in England, there has been a tremendous amount of pushback. There's a lot of people in England who are aware of the game now.
I agree. Really, so what are they going to do now as they act like they're pulling back? Well, what comes next?
Well, you know, there's I have this phrase, know the outcome and you'll see the journey. So we know what the outcomes plan to be, total global control and at the end of countries the connection of the human brain body to AI and all of that. So that is not gone away. That's the goal. How they get there is they'll have a plan, but they're going to have to change it here and there. So this pandemic, fake vaccine response to the pandemic, restriction response to the pandemic, that's not gone away. They're still going to play cards like that, but they're going to throw other ones in as well, like the frightening people over a global war and stuff. And I think the other thing, Alex, is that by this time, they pretty much in this cycle fake vaccinated everyone who's going to have it. Of course, there will be some more still who succumb, but they're pretty much there. So they'll play other cards because they are going to want to get this fake vaccine into everybody. That's the whole idea.
And now I want to ask you what's in it from your deep research and understanding. But exactly, Austria, as listeners probably know, announced a few months ago forced inoculations, giant fines, you leave your house. It made nobody, they reported nobody else took it. In fact, it caused people that had taken it to start asking questions, so they backed off. They want this in us like their lives depend on it, and then we know it's turning off immune systems, it's changing DNA, it's causing cancer. They're literally just seeing how many people they can get to slowly die. What do you, from your research, know is in the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, and where does this go?
Well, they're doing it in a way that seeks to keep the levels of people dying, certainly in these earlier in this earlier period, to a level catastrophic as it is, where they can kind of keep some kind of lid on it as best they can, and to do that, enormous numbers of these vials are actually just saline solution. And what it means is, you know, as people get them and they say, oh, I had it, wouldn't do me any harm and all that stuff. You know, well, those people are not going to die.
By the way, David, I got to interrupt you and give you credit. I remember you 6-8 months ago or so saying Most of this is saline. They're only targeting old people and military and certain groups with it. And then now they had major top scientists go off the government's own data and show that they're actually targeting conservative and nationalist and awake sectors with the poison shots. They actually were able to map it out. Greg Reese had a report on it showing it. So what you said 8, 9, 10 months ago, I forget, it was a long time ago, actually came true. Exactly.
Well, this process of more and more fake vaccines for more and more manufactured reasons means that in the cycle of more and more, everyone in the end who has it is going to cop a bad one. But they're kind of, if they put the bad stuff in every vial, I mean, enormous numbers of people.
Sure, so again, they're doing a test. This is a test run.
And so in this stuff is things like graphene and nanotechnology. And there's basically two levels to it. One is mass depopulation, and the other one
and
is
to test and see if they can cover it up, and the next is transhumanism.
Yeah, and the other one is for those that can survive the transition through this synthetic genetic material, this mRNA, etc., that is a transformation of the human body from human 1.0 to human 2.0. And this is a point, too, I think is worth mentioning if we're talking about censorship. If you go back to 2020, in the spring of 2020, when they started the lockdowns and they really played these cards, you imagine if there was no alternative media. You know, we've had all this incredibly hysterical censorship.
They would have totally taken over. We'd all be in vaccine camps.
They started new platforms, and the information has got out. Now, imagine if that hadn't happened and there was no alternative media. Exactly. Where would we be now? We would be long, long down the road to tyranny. I mean, what you're seeing in Canada would be the world. And these fake vaccines, enormous numbers of people more probably would have had them because they wouldn't be exposed. So what we're seeing now in this next stage, Alex, you've mentioned it in terms of yourself, is a onslaught beyond anything we've seen of censorship, because the idea is to destroy the alternative media so that in this next cycle, which will include the pandemic card, there will not be the ability to expose what's going on.
That's right. This is the final segment. Stay there, David. It's the most important thing you've said. This is the beta test, and now they're about to try to take everybody off the air ahead of the next attack. I want to hear your expert, gravitas, cutting into the ether, jacking into, the consciousness, and tell us what you think we can do to stop this, what lizards can do to stop this. DavidIke.com, DavidIke.com, Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. Find his book at DavidIke.com, and you can find his great channel at Band.Video and Iconic.com. We'll be right back, folks. Every show could be our last, is what David's saying. This is such a critical time right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
With us here in the final segment of this hour. I really appreciate him joining us. David, I think what you're getting at to the listeners here is, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I've meant to say this to listeners. I think this is the time right now. I think now is as good a time as any on the eve of massive escalated war with Russia and cyber attacks they claim Russia's going to launch, that obviously will be a false flag, and the tyranny in Canada and Australia and everywhere, and the stocks plunging of the big death shots, just to say that you've been on air fighting this 30-plus years. You were on air long before that with the BBC and, you know, being a championship goalie and the rest of it. But I think it is important for listeners to understand that in case farewells can't be made later, and I hope we're here a year later, 10 years from now, I hope we turn this around quickly, hope things can be crash-landed in a safe way. But I think it is fair to say parting is such sweet sorrow. This could be the last time you and I ever talk. But our spirits are eternal. This will be the last time we're ever on air. Today, next week, next month, we're in that area. We're in that house of total censorship. And I don't let my enemies have the enjoyment of hearing about what they're doing behind the scenes, but I'm sure you've gone through some similar things. It's been very intense. The attacks have been much more intense. We're barely on air right now. And I've had, like, family members that have cancer. And you're like, oh, your uncle, he's all right. He's got cancer. He's dead. You know, it's kind of like, They don't make a big deal about it. It's just suddenly they're gone. And we are literally barely hanging on like everybody else. And the old systems of protection are falling. The old human constructs of free speech in the West and the Renaissance is going down right now because the enemy's launching their main offensive. That doesn't mean they're going to win in the end, but people need to know what they hear today or a book they've got on their shelf or a film they've got or a recording they save could be in the future the only way we have to communicate. But what we say today, if the lights go off, if we get shut down, we'll be more powerful than ever when you can share it with others. So, David Icke, we got about 8 minutes in closing. I really appreciate you joining us. Can you elaborate on what you were saying about the next phase and what we're about to deal with?
Well, I'll give you an example of the next phase. In Britain, the government has a bill going through Parliament called the Online Safety Bill, and it has widespread support, it seems, by MPs, morons. And what it does is give the government broadcast regulator called Ofcom, an organization so utterly appalling it was created by Tony Blair in 2001. And what it says to Ofcom is you can demand that anything is taken down, including on the internet, that you feel could be harmful. It doesn't have to be illegal. It doesn't have to be unlawful. What you can say in the street, if Ofcom decide you can't say it on the internet.
David, just as you said, this is coordinated worldwide from Germany to the UK, from Scotland to Canada, the US. They have bills introduced like this here. They have these censorship bills introduced and racing through, including Canada. So this is a organized worldwide program.
Because it's the global cult that's behind it. And so the idea is that they destroy, through this means, the alternative media. And Ofcom is being given the power to make crippling fines and even jail sentences for those that refuse to comply and take down what they demand. And it's the same scam that was used again by Tony Blair to part enormous numbers of children from their loving parents, because he introduced a new criteria for taking children from their parents, which was emotional harm. And that is completely in the interpretation of social services and the family courts, which are secret and cannot be reported. So this thing about emotional harm, you're going to hear more and more about that, is the ruse to justify mass censorship.
And let me just back you up. The head of YouTube just said, we're going to have AI watching for stuff that we think might be harmful, even if it's not against our rules. So they're the ones being harmful, but now they're just saying we're going to shut everything down and AI is in control of it.
Inversion. We're being lied to by the second by people who say we must take this down because of your misinformation. Everything's an inversion. But the numbers are still on our side. If only people would focus themselves on where we are. You know, like I said earlier, don't kid yourself that standing up now is going to be worse than just doing nothing.
Oh, it's going to be 1,000 times harder not to. I agree. I think everybody peacefully should go to Ottawa right now, where they have a few thousand police brutalizing tens of thousands of people who sit there and take it. Don't attack them. Go surround them peacefully, and more show up. This could break the back of this Ceausescu 2.0 right now, couldn't it, in Ottawa, David?
Exactly, because, you know, what are they, 30 million people or so in Canada?
Yeah, 33 million, yeah.
Yeah, and look at the number of people that are doing this. I mean, talk about the tail wagging the bloody dog. And why aren't people who are still on the sidelines looking on, why aren't they in Ottawa, in downtown Ottawa, in the face of what's going on? Because they're frightened of the consequences. And I tell
you, you're saying you better be frightened of the globalist takeover consequences, which is a trillion times worse.
Well, I'll tell you something, that when you're coming from an open heart and an open mind, you don't go through consequences. I'm sure the truckers didn't go through
consequences. No, you're right. You just get more empowered by it, is what you're saying. It's the path you're supposed to be on.
You do what you know to be right. And to consider the consequences of doing what you know to be right is to consider not doing what you know to be right. So consequences are irrelevant. We have to do what we know to be right. And what's right now for anyone that can get to downtown Ottawa is to get down there and show your support in great numbers for the people being abused by these fascists.
And by the way, David, you're not leading from the rear. You've had, it's got to be dozens I've seen, a 500,000 people or more, when they tried to arrest you and did attack people. So you've actually gone and done what broke their back in the UK, what you're asking Canadians to do right now. You're not asking people to do things you haven't done.
Well, the point is, if this was happening in London, I wouldn't be talking to you now. I'd bloody be there if this sort of stuff was going on. And so would enormous numbers of other people. So it's no good standing on the sidelines and just complaining and then doing nothing about it. These people couldn't care less what you think of them. They couldn't care less if you complain. They're not even bothered about your votes anymore, given the way they've stitched up the system. And this is such a pivotal point. Where, people, do you think we're going from here? Where, Canada, do you think you're going from here when this is going on?
All right, we're at the edge of the slide. David, you're hard to get on. You're prolific. We see your videos every day at band.video and davidicke.com. Join me again, even if it's 30 minutes next week, to give us an update because things are moving very, very quickly. We promise you'll join us next week?
Okay, mate.
Thank you so much. davidicke.com, the book. Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. We're about to have Jay Dyer take over. I have a few closing comments, but you're right, David. It's good to know you during this time. It's amazing. And as you said, everybody's got to peacefully stand right now. It's such a critical period. 30-second closing comment.
Well, it was always going to come to this, and now we have to deal with it. And if we don't, then we are looking at a tyranny, an ongoing tyranny, in which even the human mind as we've known it will no longer exist. So we really are looking the dragon in the eye. And are we gonna blink? Because if we do, then have a word with your kids and your grandkids and tell them the kind of world they're gonna have to live in. And tell them what you were doing when we had a chance of standing up to it.
Beautifully said, David Icke. Join us as soon as you can next week. It could be our last show. Who knows? God bless you, and thanks so much, David Icke.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.